The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Well, we know a bit about this, Harley. We have been belted this weekend in terrible, terrible circumstances here. Some parts have had 20 inches of rain, 10 metres erosion of the coastline. Now you're copping it, about to cop it in Florida from Tropical Storm Colin.
Well, you sound like Texas right now.
Oh,
so much there.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be that bad. I mean, this is Tropical Storm Colin. He's coming ashore, and the Big Bend area, the top end of Florida where the Big Bend is, should come across in a few hours, and then we'll go across into Georgia, and the Carolinas on its way back into the ocean. Don't know what it'll do once it reaches the ocean, if it'll re-strengthen or just fall apart. But they say this one's going to be a big rainmaker. Some areas will get a lot of rain, maybe a foot, that sort of thing, and it'll happen pretty quickly, quicker than you can absorb it. So there will be flooding. A lot of smart people are out sandbagging and doing things like
that. Yeah, tell you what, we know all about that here. Now, no criminal charges to be filed against the mother of the three-year-old boy who fell into a gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo on May 28, causing the zookeepers to kill an endangered gorilla in order to protect the child.
Yeah, the Hamilton County prosecutor, Joe Dieter, said it's really just common sense. He said, keep in mind, she had four kids with her on that trip. They talked to witnesses, said she was being very attentive to them. It wasn't as though she'd gone off into the bathroom, as he said, and started doing crack. She was there watching the kids, and he said anybody who doesn't understand how quickly a child can dash away briefly doesn't know kids or parenting. So they're not going to have any charges against the woman.
Yeah, very sensible, I thought, by the prosecutor. Said nothing about the situation rises to the level of a criminal charge. Had she been in the bathroom smoking crack and let her kids run around the zoo, that'd be a different story. If anyone doesn't believe a three-year-old can scamper off very quickly, they've never had kids, because they can and they do. Yeah, good comment. And the moon photos.
Well, this is another one of those little bit strange stories, maybe, just possibly. Former NASA consultant and pilot has given some photos to the International UFO Museum and Research Center. Ralph Johnston is his name. He says they are photos before NASA touched them up, painting out, he says, the details that may point to evidence of extraterrestrial activity on the moon.
Mm.
He made this charge some time ago and was fired by NASA with denials by the agency of any life from anywhere on the moon, other than us earthlings that have gone up there and gotten some dust on our shoes.
Gotten some dust on our shoes. Well done, Harley. You have a wonderful way of putting it. Good to talk to you. Talk to you tomorrow. There's Harley in the United States of America. It's 8:30.